Social media has become a popular go-to for parents looking for more information about vaccines, but many of these social media platforms have begun to crack down on what kind of information users can share. That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So, Andy, we're seeing social media platforms change their policies about sharing information against the backdrop of one of the worst measles outbreaks we've seen in 25 years. How do social media companies see misinformation contributing to this outbreak?
Well, these social media companies feel that misinformation on vaccines can be a harm to the public. According to health officials, of the 704 cases of measles, more than 500 of them involve people who are not vaccinated. So that's why the message is clear from the scientific community. You need to vaccinate your children. What they're doing is targeting anti-vaccine commentary on their platforms. For instance, Facebook is making it harder for people to find information from anti-vaccine communities there. They're reducing the rankings of these sites, so they're making them less visible. And they're taking ads down that would pertain to anti-vaccine sites as well. And Pinterest is banning all content on vaccines, whether it's accurate or inaccurate information. And YouTube is removing ads from its videos and channels that YouTube says propagate misinformation about vaccines.
And public health officials are a big fan of this change, but others are worried that this is a kind of censorship. So what could be the possible consequences of limiting what users say on social media?
Well, censorship is a very important issue here, but the companies, which are private enterprises, can basically do what they want to on that issue. And what they argue is if misinformation gets out there among the public and a parent or two or dozens of them maybe take that to heart and don't vaccinate their kids, it may end up real harm to those children.
And we're in the midst of a measles outbreak. And when infectious disease outbreaks are at stake, how do we strike that balance between public health and free speech?
Well, the CDC and the scientific community and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have been very vocal about the need for vaccinations, particularly during this outbreak. We have more than 700 cases of measles nationally. Thank God there have been no deaths reported. We have 6 cases here in Georgia. And this is a big spike from previous years. This is the highest number of measles cases in 25 years. So what they're emphasizing is, look, vaccinations work. I mean, 97% effective in the case of measles. And so they want to get the information out that, look, don't fear the vaccine. Accept it because it might save your kid's life.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. As always, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.